What about something that two kids might get on? It's a long plank that's...
You see, so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got way ahead of me there. I didn't even have to pick that up. What you, if it's a limber plank that kind of bends, you ever hear...
Springboard.
Okay. What about a homemade merry-go-round where you've got a plank with a bolt in the middle of it and it spins?
That's flying, Jenny.
Okay. And if two kids are on one of these seesaws and they're going up and down, you might say, well, they are...
Seesawing.
Okay. What about if you went out here and if a kid hung a rope from one of these limbs and then got in it and went back and forth, he'd have a...
He'd have a swing.
Okay.
Good one, too, if it didn't break.
Boy, that tree looks like it'd be a good one. I bet there's been a few swings in that tree.
No, I don't think there has.
Well, I'll be. What about... something that you keep coal in next to a fireplace or something like that, next to a stove.
Scuttle. Coal okay. Scuttle? Okay. Yeah.
Where you have a stove, you got the thing coming out of the back that goes up out the chimney to carry the smoke out. That's the what?
Pipe.
Okay.
Stove pipe.
A thing that has one wheel in the front and you pick it up and move it around like this.
Wheel bar.
Okay. If you were out in the field and wanted to, if you were working out in the field and wanted to sharpen your sickle or something like that, you'd have to use a, what did you?
Well, a whip rock.
Okay.
A hone.
Or if you were back at the, a lot of people had them back at the barn, a thing that was on a stand that turned with a handle, mm-hmm. And that would be a what?
Well, that, let's see, I know what that is. I had one of them.
Some people call them grindstones?
Yeah, you get... Oh, grindstone, that's what they are.
Okay.
That's where you grind your axe and everything on.
Okay.
Drawing knives and pocket knives. You can grind any kind of a knife on anything. I've got, did have two of them.
What, on the, with the cranks and everything?
Uh-huh. I made the shaft and put through there, you know, and put it square. It goes through that rock square, but the rock's round.
Mm-hmm.
And then and out here on the handle, you run, build your crank on the handle out here, because just stick that and you want put your little pin down in it and just go to grind your axe.
Well, that'll sure put an edge on them, I can.
Yeah, it's the only thing might not you can dress the axe down right good with. I'll file mine all the time now.
File them?
Mm-hmm.
If you had a wheel on a wagon or something that was squeaking, you'd have to put some...
Grease it.
All right, you'd have to grease it. You'd say, yesterday I...
greased my wagon yesterday.
Okay. Or I've been... If somebody came up and you'd just been greasing the wagon, you'd say, well, I'm sorry I can't shake hands with you. My hands are all... What would you say? Grease?
Got actual grease on.
Okay, would you ever say, my hands are all greasy?
Yeah, I guess I would.
Okay. Machine like I drove up in, you'd call that a...
Car?
Okay. If you've got a hinge that squeaks in a door or something, what would you put on it?
Toilet.
Okay. What do you... before the people had electricity, they used to have what kind of lamps in the house?
Coil oil lamps.
Okay.
Kerosene.
Okay. When you have a flat tire, maybe, you have to take the tire off and then there's something inside the tire that you have to take out and put a patch on. What is that?
Inner tube.
Okay. If you're going to put a boat in the water for the first time, you say, well, we are going to...
Launch your boat.
Okay.
Put her in there and try her out.
Now, let me see. If a man has bought a three-piece suit, what would you call the pieces?
Hmm?
If a man bought a three-piece suit.
Well, he'd have a coat and a vest and pants.
Okay, good. If the... Oh, he's really going. If a man went downtown and bought a suit right out of the store and he came out wearing it, you'd say, well, I see you have a
new suit.
Okay. And if you had a jacket on or something and you stuffed your pockets of your jacket full of, say, walnuts or something, it would make the pockets do what?
Sag.
Okay, or would you ever use the term bulge or bulge?
Well, it'd be bulged out.
Okay. You might say, well, yesterday I tried on that coat and it, would you say it fitted?
If it fit good, I'd say it fit good.
Okay, good.
Be like old Lucy. Putting eggs in her bosom.
Yeah. That wouldn't be too good an idea. She got into trouble with that.
Well, she took a chance on it.
Yeah.